Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good morning! And welcome to the Snow Nose Garden Show, the longest continuously running garden show in the world, and the most listened to weekend talk radio show in the entire central part of the state. I kept getting smaller and smaller with my geographic area. In the entire little square mile of Charlottesville. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm Corbin Snow.
I'm Norm Carlson.
And we're here for the next hour to take your gardening questions and answer your phone calls. This is the Snow Nose Garden Show, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center, conveniently located just south of downtown Charlottesville on Avon Street. And if you haven't visited our garden center before, we give you a special invitation to come out and see what we have today. We literally have been unloading tractor trailer after tractor trailer all week, and we've got some beautiful inventory in stock right now. Over 300 different trees have just arrived and been put away and are available for you to purchase. Those are brand new field dug trees, native trees, shade trees, Japanese maples, fruit trees, flowering trees. I mean, we've got trees coming out of the yin yang right now.
It's really, really good selection. And like you say, they're all fresh, beautiful trees, healthy as can be. And this is a great time to put them in the garden and take advantage, particularly the flowering trees, you know, get a chance to have them bloom in your yard instead of ours.
Right. There's nothing more beautiful, don't get me wrong, than look out through the nursery and see all the red buds just barely starting to get their little buds, and knowing how beautiful they're going to be for the next several weeks. And the dogwoods, the buds are really starting to swell up, and they're going to be popping soon. So come out, a wonderful, beautiful selection of dogwoods and red buds and
like flowering, I said, cherries, flowering cherries, flowering crab apples, maple trees, oaks, birch, zelkova. What all else? We've got some
catalpas. And now's a great, like Norm said, now's a great time of year to plant. Fresh arrival of perennials and annuals and edibles, edible shrubs and plants, as well as beautiful spirea we just received that are absolutely huge. The heads on them were 2 to 3 feet large, just really oversized. Beautiful knockout roses that are in full bloom or just about in full bloom. Lots of growth on them. They look beautiful. Anyway, come out and see us. We'll be open until 5 today out on Avon Street. Love for you to stop in and say hi. There's so much happening this time of year out in the garden. And as always, before we get to that, if you'd like to join the show, our number here live in the WINA studios is 977-1070. Give us a call. The phone lines are all just vacant right now, so there's plenty of room for you to join us on the show. Again, that number, if you have any gardening questions, anything happening out there at your home, give us a call at 977-1070. But there's so much happening out there, and spring is such a wonderful time because everything is changing day to day, week to week. Things are progressing. Things are changing. There's nothing that's really constant this time of year.
Except the honeydew list maybe is constant. There's always a ton of stuff to do.
It's constantly growing.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you sit down and think about, okay, you know, what do we need to talk about? And it's like, all right, how can we fit it all in? Because there's so much going on right now. There's, you know, weed control to look at in the lawn and in your flower beds. There's pruning. There's mowing. There's planting. There's just so much to do.
Let's go to the phone line and see if we can help someone with their list. Okay. Yeah, we're going to take that after the break. Okay. Okay, we're going to go to line number one. I believe it's a visitor from the Historic Garden Week, which is coming up, I believe, April 16th and 17th. We're going to talk a little bit about the Garden Week. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. We talked just a second ago about the Historic Garden Week coming up, and I believe that's April 16th and 17th?
It's actually, yeah, it's April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay, 18th and 19th.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about that event and the history of it and what people can expect this year.
Sure. So this is our 78th year of hosting Historic Garden Week. It's hosted by the Garden Club of Virginia and happens all over the state. My name is Kara Cox, and I'm with the Rivanna Garden Club locally. And the three local garden clubs, Albemarle Garden Club, Rivanna, and Charlottesville Garden Clubs, all put on the local tour. And this year, our local tour starts our April 16th with the Morvan Estate, and Gardens and House are open. And then Sunday, April 17th, and Monday, April 18th, we have a tour of Farmington Country Club. The historic clubhouse is open, and we have 10 homes and gardens open in the Farmington neighborhood. And then on Tuesday, April 19th, we have the University of Virginia open and their special events at Monticello. So that's pretty much the full tour. The Farmington neighborhood tour is really just going to be a spectacular tour.
And there's some really beautiful homes back in there, and the architecture of the homes and the landscapes, the, you know, more mature landscapes that are absolutely stunning.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? The thing I love about this tour is the variety of homes we have on.
Exactly.
There's really something for everybody. We have, if you're into horticulture, we have one gardener who has every single plant labeled with its common name and Latin name.
Oh, that's neat.
We have one house where they keep chickens. They have chickens roaming the garden. We have informal gardens, grandchildren's gardens, and then some very formal gardens as well.
So I've got to put a plug in for one of our customers where we've done just about everything out there. It's the Ignazak's home. I believe they're on the tour this year, and we've done the majority of the landscaping out there, and we maintain the grounds, and it should be a we're going to make sure it's a showcase before everyone gets there.
That is a beautiful house. So. Definitely one not to miss. So that's great.
So how can people get more information? Do you all have a website? Or
we do. So the website is www.vagardenweek.org. Or if you have trouble finding it that way, just Google Historic Garden Week Virginia and it'll pop up.
Okay.
And on there, there's you can click on schedule and you can view actually the entire state's worth of garden tours, and ours is on there. Our brochure is all over town. I hope you have some out at
the garden center. We have some at the garden center, and those are free.
Yeah.
Beautiful color books that you can pick up talking about the Garden Week and the homes and the history and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I would suggest for anybody wanting to do the Farmington tour, since it is 10 houses, it'd be really hard to do it all in one day. So I would really suggest picking up a brochure beforehand and deciding what you want to see or planning to do it over 2 days. And we do have some local merchants who are selling tickets. That's available on the website as well. Tickets are $40 in advance and $50 the day of.
Okay. What are a few of those places that the people can pick up tickets?
Sure. So we're selling tickets at the Boar's Head Inn, Caspari, Creme de la Creme, Feast, Ferguson's, Bath and Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, the Lloyd's Hallmark on Pantops, New Dominion Bookshop, the Shade Shop and Kenny Ball Antiques, Virginia Shop, Wild Birds Unlimited, and Yves DeLorme.
Wonderful.
So, and there is like a luncheon option, which is detailed in our brochure. You have to make your reservation in advance, but there are actually two luncheon options. There's one where you can do a buffet luncheon at the Farmington Country Club, or there are also box lunches available.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful way to spend the weekend and get out. I know a lot of garden clubs, local garden clubs attend this, but just a wonderful way to go out and get ideas and information on homes and decorating and gardening. You learn so much by seeing things hand-on, and you've got people that can answer questions, and it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, no, I never get tired of going on the garden club tours because you do get so many ideas from what other people do in their gardens, and some of these gardens are really amazing this year, so it's going to be a good one.
Well, Kara, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you calling in this morning.
Well, and thank you, Corbin, for having us on, and I hope in a couple weeks we'll see everybody out at Garden Week.
And again, that's the Historic Garden Week. That's April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. You can visit them online at www.virginiagardenweek.org. Kara, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you, Corbin. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, Maddie, we're on the radio, sweetie.
Oops, sorry, Daddy.
Hi, I'm Corbin Snow, owner of Snow's Garden Center right here in Charlottesville. My giggling companion is my 8-year-old daughter, Maddie.
Daddy, you should tell them about all the pretty flowers and trees.
Snow's Garden Center has all of the beauty nature has to offer. Plants, trees, flowers, herbs.
Oh, the flowers smell so sweet, and you know?
We also carry everything you need to cultivate your yard or garden to keep it looking great.
And those little garden statues, they are so cute.
They are so cute. So if you want a yard that appeals to birds, butterflies, and your neighbors, what should you do, Maddie?
Come to Snow's.
And what else?
Grow for it.
Snow's Garden Center is located at 1875 Avon Street Extended, just south of the city of Charlottesville. Call 295-2159 or visit snownose.com.
And welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. I'm Corbin Snow. And we got Norm Carlson over there.
I'm here.
The doctor of dirt and the minister of mulch. Here to take your gardening questions and your phone calls at 977-1070. The phone lines are wide open if you'd like to join the show with any of your gardening questions. Again, that number is 977-1070. I could probably spend the whole show talking about all the different events that are coming up, either community-related or specifically to Snow's. But I just thought we'd do a quick rundown of a few events that are coming up. First of all, the home show, the Blue Ridge Builder Home Show, is next week.
That's right.
At the John Paul Jones Arena. And that's the dates if you want to get your calendars out. And as I've got to do at least once a week with my wife, we got to sync the calendar. So all you listeners out there, get your calendars out. I'm going to give you some important dates to put into your iPhones or your smartphones, or if you still carry around one of those day timers where you actually write things down, grab a pen. The home show is next week. That's at the John Paul Jones Arena. And the date is April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And as always, we will be set up in the main lobby of the John Paul Jones Arena. We will have a kind of a different display. Scott, it's funny how Scott always describes the display we're going to do. He's pretty vague. And I think a lot of that's just because it kind of comes together.
It evolves and comes together
as we're constructing and building it. But it's from what I've heard, there's no drawing at this point, no artist rendering design. But it sounds like it's going to be a phenomenal display. So you're definitely going to want to come out and see that. And we also have a lot of other wonderful contractors and vendors that'll be at the John Paul Jones Arena next weekend. All right. We got a phone call. I hate to make people wait. Let's go to line one. Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. How are you all today?
Great.
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful since it's warmer.
Yeah.
I'm the lady that called about the lilac trees. Do you all still have any left?
The
lilac bush, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a great selection of them in stock.
Are they under $20?
We have some of them that are, yeah.
Uh-huh. But if you, I don't drive now, I'd probably have to bring a cab driver up there or some other friend. How many feet are they to try to get them into a car?
In that price range, they're small enough you could hold it on your lap.
Really? And then it grows. You just let them be outside in the wintertime?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
just put it outside and it'll grow up, and within a couple of years it'll be up 4 or 5 feet tall and blooming and just be absolutely spectacular in the garden.
That is,
for
if
years.
The chickens and the kids don't beat them.
Yeah, another option.
I live in an area.
Yeah,
you got some pretty rough little boys. Of course, children express themselves by playing. And well, you couldn't keep it in a pot. You wouldn't want to keep it because the roots would expand.
Yeah,
and everything.
It's going to get root bound. You know, you could put it in a large container. But I wouldn't keep it in the pot that it comes in, whether it be a 1 gallon or 3 gallon shrub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to be the best environment for it to grow.
I could probably keep it in that maybe the first year, but then take it out like next spring.
Yeah, like I said, just for the long term, health and nature of the plant, I wouldn't keep it in there longer than you had to.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not going to do as well. But if you had to, I guess you could. Just be sure it's going to dry out a lot quicker in a pot.
Oh,
or a
yeah.
container. So the likelihood of it, you know, drying and dying is
more than
chances
if you
go
had
up.
It in
yeah,
the
exactly.
Right? Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh golly! But, oh, I just want it in the memory of my mother. I had one, but you know, people don't think about. And to me, a lilac tree is the most unusual kind of flower. One of the most unusual kind of common flowers that there is.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Is it more of a bush than a flower? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you don't have very many of them in Alamar County anymore, do you? The old-fashioned kind, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see them as often, but, I mean, they're still, you know, they're pretty prevalent around the community. So a lot of the older gardens, older homes have them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a pretty common shrub. You can still purchase it. We have plenty of them in inventory. There's no shortage of a plant. It's not on a, you know, endangered species list anywhere.
I guess I could dig a hole, but I have strength, but I have problems with my legs. I guess I could. Could you put rock, like garden rock, around the base of them after, if you would plant them?
You use kind of like a
small garden
a
pepper.
Decorative
yeah.
stone, yeah.
Gravel kind of mulch
sure.
around them, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm putting them all the way around my home because I have red clay mud, and you know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
I just had some repair done, and it is awful. Well, I was just wondering about that. So if I would choose to leave it in the pot for now and then maybe next spring take it out, but you say the best thing is to dig a hole and put it down.
Yeah, I'm just afraid if you leave it in there for a summer, it's going to, you know, you go away for a day or two and that thing's going to be dead.
Okay.
It's just
going to
dry out
sense,
that
yeah.
quickly. So I would definitely recommend getting it in the ground. One
as
of the services,
possible.
Yeah, one of the services we provide, if you call it to the garden center, pick out the variety you want. We have a delivery and planting service as well. So we could deliver it to your home and plant it for a small fee. But they can give you.
Can I ask you, all right, I'll just say, is the fee under $100 or not? Because I know the labor cost, I understand perfectly about that.
Right, yeah. So we have a delivery fee depending on where you live. And they can give you all that information if you call out to the garden center. And then the planting fee is 70% of the cost of the shrub or tree, whatever you're planting. We'll come out and plant
it. Well, that's a good thought. You know, in memory of my mother, I think that would be worth doing it.
Well, give a call to the garden center. The number is 295-21.
Oh, golly, I'm so slow. You know, when you get these older people, we're a little bit slower than y'all. You'll find that out. 295 what now?
295-2159.
2159. Okay.
All right.
You all open at 8 o'clock in the morning?
8 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday. And next week, we are 8 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Okay.
And
well,
as always, we are
that.
Closed
I'm glad
on Sunday.
I'm you about that service because I just might go for that. It sounds pretty good. Listen, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
This beautiful weather. Get out and play in the garden.
You got that right.
All right.
Thank you.
We've got to take a break for the news. Well, you're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll be right back. Good morning and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. I'm Corbin Snow, the Minister of Mulch.
I'm Norm Carlson, the Doctor of Dirt.
Or the Professor of Plants. You are the professor. He knows his stuff, folks. Put us to the challenge.
Sometimes.
Give us a call live this morning, 977-1070. We'll put you right patch you through to the studio where we can take your gardening questions and answer your phone calls. If you have anything going on outside in the garden, anything wrong with your plants, trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, your lawn, houseplants, pests, rodent questions, insect disease problems, weeds, or something just looks plain funny or ugly out there in the garden, give us a call. We'll answer your question. 977-1070. And we only have, they say these shows are an hour long, but really you've got about 35, 40 minutes max. So we've got to pack as much as we can into this last segment. So call early and often if you have a question. We'd love to put you right on the show. Again, our number is 977-1070. The phone lines are wide open. I'd love for you to join us. Talking about the calendar of events once again. Talked about the home show next weekend. The week after that is the Historic Garden Week. Following that, we have a 99-year celebration out at the Garden Center, April 30th. And then May 14th, we're having the first annual Seaville Go Green Festival out at the Garden Center, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center and Dixon's Disposal. You can visit our website at SeavilleGoGreenFest.com. Or you can go to our website at snownose.com and get a direct feed, a direct link to our festival website. But I'd like to thank Dixon's Disposal for joining for this one-day spectacular event. A lot more information to come as that date approaches. Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. I wanted to ask about planting leeks. I've never grown them, and I'll probably need to do them in some flower beds or pots on the deck. Could you tell me if it's easy to start them from seeds or if they have the starts already in bundles?
Yeah, no, they're really easy to start from seed, and you need to get them in early. They like going in when it's halfway cold out. So this is definitely the time to get them in, and they take a long time to mature. They can be 110 days to maturity. So it's something you plant now and harvest this fall. And typically the way you get those going is you almost plant them in the bottom of about a 6 to 8 foot deep trench that you dig in the garden and sow the seed right down in the bottom of that. And then as the plants grow and mature, you kind of backfill very gradually around it, and that's what gives you that nice, long, blanched white stem.
Okay. So you could plant the seedlings now outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you by any chance have the seedlings?
No, just I've only ever seen them available by seed.
Okay.
I haven't seen them starts.
And just a quick question. The lady that was wondering about the lilac bush in a pot, would it survive the winter okay, or would you need to mulch around it quite heavily?
You'd need to mulch around it pretty heavily and keep it somewhat protected. Anything that's up above the surface of the ground like that, that root zone is really exposed to a lot more freezing and thawing and a lot more climate-based abuse than plants that are in the ground, and it can be pretty hard on that root system.
Okay.
Lilacs are tough. They're hardy to some pretty cold temperatures, and they're durable plants. But anything that's in a pot for an extended period of time really starts to suffer after a while.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And remember the leeks, when you plant them, they definitely like full sun.
Okay.
And, mulch them in really well and make sure that you've got soil that's draining properly and well as also.
Okay.
All right, Donna. Thank you so much, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day.
You all too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to line number one. If you'd like to join the show, our number again is 977-1070. We've got two phone lines open. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm just wondering, because I'm one of those procrastinators with grass in my yard, and I was wondering, is it too late to start putting seed down for grass? Will it hold it all, and if so, what kind of grass would you recommend, and how to get that to maybe stay put and maybe grow?
Yeah, definitely. For your first question, it's definitely not too late to get grass seed started this time of year. Definitely the earlier and sooner you can do it, the better results you're going to have, primarily because it's going to give the root system a little bit longer time to get established. That's really what you're up against this time of year. The grass is going to germinate. The warmer it gets, the faster it's going to germinate, but then you have less time to get the root zone established, and that's where if you don't have an established root system, it kind of peters and dies out during the summer months.
Right, I understand that, and easily gets killed when someone walks on it for the length of time.
Yeah.
What about, it's kind of an acidic area, it's up in the Batesville area, too. Is there some sort of fertilizer that you'd recommend that I start spreading now as well?
Yeah, anytime you're starting new seed, there's a new seed blend that is designed specifically for that. It's higher in phosphorus and potassium, a little bit lower in nitrogen than typical lawn fertilizers, and that's what your new seed is going to want and what it really needs to get up and develop properly.
New seed blend. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of times it'll be labeled as like a starter fertilizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a shot this year and see how it goes, and then maybe next year I won't wait so long to get the roots started.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. For the last couple of years, I put a lot of labor and seed and fertilizer. I follow my process, the steps that we recommend, And for this will be my second year in a row where I'm going to have to kind of be forced to do an overseeding in the spring, just because the summer and the fall and the winter, everything's just so tough. It's been just a couple of tough years of growing conditions.
It really has, and I've quite frankly just been scared in the cold to do what I'm supposed to. You know, like right when it's like the end of winter when you should be doing it. It's just been so daggone cold that it's been hard to get myself up and doing it.
Now would be an excellent time to get that core aerator out there. The ground's, I mean, it can't get much more perfect than it's going to be now to get some nice deep plugs taken out with the core aerator and then go behind and do some seeding.
Wonderful. Well, I've got about an acre to do, so I better get started.
Yeah, you're going to want the pull-behind aerator.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I've got one. I just need to weigh it down properly.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Go get some cinder blocks.
Yep.
All right.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's go back to line number one. If you'd like to join the show, we still have two phone lines open. Again, our number is 977-1070. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi. We planted some perennial rye about 2.5 weeks ago, and we haven't seen any grass yet. Should we replant or?
No, I wouldn't replant. You know, rye, you know, things can germinate. It's going to take, you know, anywhere from 14 to 21 days, you know, typically 2 to 3, even 4 weeks. So it's not unusual to have not germinated at this point. Also, initially, it is just, you know, when it first germinates, it's so tiny and small. It takes, you know, a week once you even barely see, you know, the germination and the grass starting to come up, that it takes another, you know, 2 weeks to even fill in and become more mature. So I don't think it's too late, unless it got washed out, you know, with some of these heavy rains, depending on the topography of the land. You know, that's an option. But if it's not.
The air temperatures have been cool, but more importantly, the soil temperatures have been cold.
Right.
With these cold nights that we've been having and everything. So, yeah, that 2.5 weeks with no germination doesn't surprise me too much.
Okay. We still see seed on top of the ground. Is that normal?
Yeah, and that's a good sign that, you know, it hasn't gotten washed out or anything.
Okay.
Just keep an eye on it, and, you know, you should start to see something happening over the next week or so.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And remember, you know, the ryegrass is a more of a cool season. It likes shade. It's not going to do real well in full sun, so you might want to keep that in mind as well. I don't know if you want to follow up with a tall fescue blend or something that's going to be a little bit more sustainable during the summer months.
The summer, yeah. Perennial rye is really kind of iffy around here.
It's great for, you know, early spring, late spring, late, you know, the fall months. But our summers are just really brutal on a perennial ryegrass. And, you know, usually it won't hold up and it'll brown out and die under the stress and heat of the weather conditions.
Right.
We call it, the contractors love to use it.
Well, that's the annual rye, the perennial
annual rye.
Yeah, the perennial rye will, you know, in northern climates, you know, even
it's perfect.
Yeah, even you get up Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, it works really, really well. It's a good grass, but down here our summers are just too hot for it. But the annual rye, I would stay away from that. Unless you're trying to just get a little something up to cover some mud in the heat of the real heat of the summer or the real cold of the winter. That's not going to be a permanent lawn by any stretch of the imagination. You're going to have to follow up with something else. But perennial rye, it's a great grass, but it's just not very well adapted to this area. So you may want to think about transitioning to some tall fescue.
We've cleared all the phone lines out, taken all the questions, answered your phone calls. So all three lines are vacated again. If you'd like to join the show, our number is 977-1070. Getting back to planting, talking about planting in the garden this time of year, we have a wonderful product called Bumper Crop. A lot of our listeners and customers are familiar with this product, but it's a phenomenal product. And Norman, we've had a great week of instruction out at the Garden Center this week. We started Snow's University for all of our employees. The last hour we closed at 5, and from 5 to 6, we've been talking gardening and educating our employees on products. And one of the things I learned from Norman in those classes was that the bumper crop blend, they're always reformulating and changing it and enhancing it and making it better. And they've added a few things in there just to do that in this last blend.
Right. They've added some mycorrhizae fungi to the blend, which...
Did you call me a fungi?
And what those, you know, the neat thing about those fungi is that they attach themselves to the roots of your plants and form a very symbiotic, very healthy relationship with your plants in that they take a little bit of nutrient away from the plant, nowhere near enough to hurt it in any way. A plant actually gets way more benefit out of it than any harm from the fungus being there. But it attaches, takes a little bit of nutrient out of the plant roots, but in turn acts like root extenders.
Right.
And almost like extension cords for the roots and turns a root system that might be 100 inches long, say, you know, total root system for the plant. And all of a sudden, you know, when that fungus attaches to it, that root system all of a sudden becomes equivalent of like 1,000 inches long. Because all of the mycelium for the fungus that are spread out all throughout the soil are absorbing moisture, they're absorbing nutrient, and all of the things that the plant needs, and that it transports that into the plant's roots. So it's like it's a real root enhancer for the shrubs and the trees, your perennials, your annuals, even your vegetables, all of those things. It's a great enhancer for the root system. Makes the root system of the plant much, much more efficient and effective at pulling the things out of the soil that it needs. So it's a really, really great addition.
And because we have this product and it's available, we have plant recommendations of how to use it when you're planting trees and shrubs. But because it's such a wonderful product, it's allowed us to extend our guarantee. And this isn't anything new. We've been doing this for several years. But Snow's is home of the 3-year guarantee. And with the purchase of Bumper Crop and using that when you're planting your trees and shrubs, it extends your guarantee from a 3-year, 100% guarantee the first year, second and third year is 50%. It extends it to a full 100% guarantee for the first three years of your plant's life. So
that's right.
It's essentially a 3-year unconditional guarantee, Bumper Crop guarantee that we provide at Snow. So come in, ask any of our associates out at the garden centers, and they'd be glad to give you more information about the Bumper Crop product and what it can do for you in your garden. There's so many applications as far as planting it with trees and shrubs, working in rototilling it into your gardens, top dressing it on lawns. There's no place that you really can't use it in the garden.
Right, right. You can use it literally anywhere.
Let's go to lawn number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. Just want to let you know I appreciate your show. You always have a lot of good information. My question this morning is, I put pre-emergent crabgrass control down 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, will that prevent new grass seed from coming up? Should I seed the lawn or overseed the lawn at this point?
Unfortunately, it will impact any new seed that you put out there. There's one product that won't, called Tupersan, but that's, you know, you would know if you bought that one because it's... about triple the price of most of the rest of them.
Okay, I didn't put that down too early in the season, did I?
No, not at all. You're
perfect
right
timing.
On time.
Did you apply a liquid or a granular product?
It was granular.
Granular. Yeah. Check the label on there. Typically, they'll list, you know, how many weeks you should wait, but most of them are at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh, great.
But you know, before you would be able to seed. You would need to wait that period. So, but definitely check the label. It can vary from company to company, product to product, as far as that waiting period.
Okay, and I guess at this point, being the way that our summers are around here, it's probably best just to overseed in the fall then.
Yeah, unless you have, you know, just a lot of bare patches or mud, you know, and that's typically the schedule you're trying to get on is controlling, containing all the weeds in the spring. And then aerating, seeding, doing your rejuvenating, renovation in the fall. And
okay.
The seasons kind of play to you know, accomplishing what you're trying to do by specifically doing it around those seasons. In the fall, you're going to have better results with establishing seed. In the spring, you're going to have better results trying to control the weeds, because that's when they're germinating and taking off, and you need to get them under control.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. You've answered my question. Thank
great.
You very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Let's go. You have a comment?
No, I was just going to say, that's, you know, one thing to keep in mind as you're using some of these products like the crabgrass preventer and even, you know, the broadleaf weed controls or weed and feed or whatever, is a lot of them can seriously impact the ability of seed to germinate and to grow and to mature. So if you've used a weed and feed product or a crabgrass preventer or a broadleaf weed control on your lawn, you know, in the last couple three weeks or so, or, you know, are planning to or need to this spring, keep in mind that probably is going to limit your ability to put new seed down.
Let's go to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. Every day should start with a smile and a chuckle, and you guys help me every Saturday morning to do that. So I thought I'd return the favor. You ready for this?
We're ready, Tom. What's up, man?
All right. Well, you know, this is the season for insects to start infesting your garden, so I got a question for you. What did the millipede say when the centipede asked the millipede to join his club?
What did he say?
He said, nah, you got too many members.
Oh, no. I love it.
I love it.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I love doing this show. It's so much fun.
It is.
Let's go to line number three. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yeah, thanks for your show. Thinking about putting juniper on a slight bank, and I've heard that the disease is around getting into the juniper now. It's Blue Star Juniper. What can you tell me about that?
Blue Star is a great plant. It's a little bit different from some of the typical junipers that you see out there in the way it grows. A lot of the low-growing junipers that we use as kind of like ground covers, something like a sergeant juniper or a blue rug or blue Pacific, blue chip, some of those, they grow pretty wide and spread and actually make like a ground cover and, you know, stay nice and low and everything. So they, you know, they really fill in an area like that very nicely. A Blue Star, on the other hand, they stay low, and, you know, they're only going to get maybe a foot to 18 inches tall, but they form more of a shrub than the typical sergeant or blue rug or, you know, the blue Pacific, the ground cover type. So they're going to stay much more contained. After, you know, 10 years, they're probably only going to be 2.5 feet wide, whereas like a sergeant's will be, you know, like 4, and it will ultimately get to be about 6.
Is there a disease going around for juniper? Have you heard that?
Nothing, you know, nothing new and overwhelming, like, you know, like we sometimes hear about, like with the red tip photinia that was planted very widely a few years ago that now is, we've seen so much leaf spot fungus on it that we don't plant it anymore. I mean, there are things that the junipers will get.
Can it be sprayed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, what you want to use if you have junipers or any shrubs that come down with a fungus, there's a fungicide you'd want to use, a product called Funginil, F-U-N-G-O-N-I-L. You could apply that to foliar application. You just apply it to the foliage, and that would take care of any fungus or disease problems.
I got you. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for calling. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, we have time to squeeze one more call in the last 2 minutes. We've got to make it quick. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning. Quick question regarding my hen bit that's so growing so rapidly, and I want to know at what time next fall I should put down pre-emergent to kill the seeds that it's planting there now.
That's a great question. You know, a lot of times when we talk about hen bit and chickweed, we look at controlling that in the spring, but it actually begins to germinate and grow during the cool seasons of the fall.
Right.
And by the time we see it or notice it in the lawn, it's a full-blown, you know, flowering shrub that we spray. So I would suggest spraying it. You know, if you do any overseeding, you'd want to do that first. Let the grass get up so you can mow it once or twice. and then go in and spray at that point. So maybe you're looking at late October, first part of November.
Right. And that's going to be for an over-the-top broadleaf kind of control. If you want to put a pre-emergent down, you're going to have to get it down earlier than that. You know, probably end of September, 1st of October. However, if you do that, you're not going to be able to do any overseeding for the fall. So
right,
keep that in mind.
We've got 1 minute left. We're going out on a commercial.
Hi there, I'm Corbin Snow, owner of Snow's Garden Center Landscaping, and I want to talk to you about mulch. Mulch is spread over the surface of the soil as a covering. It is used to retain moisture, suppress weeds, and keep the soil nice and cool. Not to mention it makes the garden beds look more attractive. Now is the time of year when you should mulch around trees and bulbs. It will save you lots of time and effort later and make your garden beds look terrific. Here at Snow's Garden Center, we have a wide variety of mulches that you can purchase to take home with you. Or you can order any of our mulches online or over the phone for delivery. Visit snownose.com or call 295-2159. That's 295-2159. Snow's Garden Center is located at 1875 Avon Street Extended, just south of the city of Charlottesville.
I don't know, man. What do you think of that? Does that sound okay?
I think you left something out.
Oh, you think I should add that?
I think you should.
No.
Do it.
Okay, okay. You'll love my mulch.
And we'll see you next week on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
WINA. Charlottesville.